Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to Next Level Leader Podcast. So excited to have you connected on today. We appreciate you being a part of this podcast every single week. Many of you who come and share in this space, because leaders really do sharpen other leaders. The Bible says iron sharpens iron, and that's why we gather and convene in this place every single week. And so many of you around the world literally tell me that this podcast is a blessing to you. And I appreciate you so much, and I thank you for listening. It's my goal to offer this as a gift to leaders. I believe that God has placed me on the planet to really help leaders become who God has called them to become. I appreciate you so very much, and I thank you for your support. I do want to tell you a few things, of course. If you've heard about this podcast, make certain that you share it with someone else. And make sure you follow me at JosephWalker3. That's JosephWalker3. Would love to connect with you. And go to my website, josephwalker3.org. A lot of content out there, books I've written. I'll talk a little bit more about a new book I have, but I want you to go out there and check it out. Find out when I'll be in your area as well. And then, of course, my wife and I, we have a YouTube page called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. And of course, every Friday, we drop episodes on YouTube. Go out there and subscribe to it. It's called Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. We talk about leadership. We talk about mentorship. We talk about just managing and boundaries and schedules. And man, you name it, we talk about it all. So it'll be a blessing to you. And I hope you'll go check it out. I believe it'll truly, truly bless your life. Also, Next Level Leader Readers. We have a book club. Next Level Leader Book Club, and we have some great books that we're reading. Would love for you to join that, be a part of that, because leaders are readers. We talk about it every single week. Make sure you do that. Just simply text Book Club to 78228 and join us on the book club. It would mean a lot. Thank you in advance for doing that. I promise you, we appreciate you more than you could ever imagine. So I've got a new book out. If you haven't heard, I know you have, but it's a great book. I'm excited about it, and I would love to have you just to absolutely pick up a copy of the book. And I want to make sure that you can absolutely hear about it, know what God is doing through it. It's called Pursuit of Purpose. If you want to know what your purpose is, how to get there, the book is called Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. That's P-A-C by P-I-E-C-E, meaning that every piece of your life is interrelated. It's connected to help you come to a place of purpose. And when you understand what those pieces mean, it brings you to a place of peace. And so I want you to get it on josephwalker3.org. Make sure you do that. Go out there and get it, man. God is blessing that book. It's going to touch the world. And everybody wants to understand their why and why they exist. And I promise you, it will be a blessing to you. All right. So here we are today. I've got a great topic. As we're going to talk today, the art of saying no. Now, this is a big one, right? Because it's about boundaries. And how do you build longevity through that? And I talk to so many people who are just overwhelmed and who say, I just really struggle with boundaries. I struggle with saying yes to everyone. I want to be on every committee. People come and they pour their heart out, and I feel so guilty by not responding or not, you know, letting them know that I can be a part of something. But I think it's important for a leader to know how to carve out, you know, the courage to be able to say no, and understand that no does not have to be an offense to people, but it's more a protection of who you are and where you're trying to go. You can't say yes to everything. You can't say no to everything. So you've got to choose wisely. So today I want to give you some practical tips, because I know some of you right now who are listening have asked me that question. And you say, how do you do everything you do? Well, I do it because I'm able to know what to say yes to and what to say no to. So get out that paper. Let's go. Are you ready? Let's write it down. So saying no doesn't mean saying never. And that's an important thing. That's our first principle, because sometimes when we say no, we think it's punitive. We think that's it. It's final. But it's okay to tell people, not in this season. So it's how you craft it. It's all semantics. Not right now. I've got a lot of things in the fire right now, and I'm working on some things. And so it's just not a convenient time for me to give my full self to this thing you're asking. And so you can always leave that door open if you feel that that's an assignment or something you're passionate about, by simply saying, not yet, not in this season, perhaps next year, perhaps once I get past this project, versus pile on and pile on and pile on. So make certain that you're able to communicate to people effectively in that. And it's okay to say, listen, I'm not saying no in terms of never. I'm just saying no because it's just not a good season from you right now. You have to be able to delineate that now. And you got to be clear about that so people will level their expectations, because some people now will keep coming back saying, are you ready yet? You know, and if you are absolutely certain that you're never going to do a thing, be clear about that. Say that. But if you are passionate about something but just don't have the time in your schedule, it's okay to truly say not yet. You got it? All right, let's go to number two. Why overcommitment leads to underperformance, right? Overcommitment leads to underperformance. Whenever I overcommit, I'm not at my full self. I'm not giving my full attention, my talent, my gift in this space because I have too much going on. And so one of the things that can really help you say no is looking at the quality of your work and what you're producing and say to yourself, am I able to put out a quality product? Am I able to show up and produce in excellence if I take on all these various things? That was a season in my life. Well, I just, you know, said yes to everything. And I realized it was shortchanging not only the people who were waiting to receive what they requested from me, but also shortchanging myself. I couldn't make meetings. I couldn't get reports done. You know, I showed up unprepared. I'm like, this is not who I am. It's just counterintuitive to everything I know about excellence and being at the top of my game. And so overcommitment can truly, truly, and it's important to hear this, create underperformance. And so if you are serious about performing at a high level, producing with excellence, if you're serious about making certain that you're doing those things that you know will help you get to the next level, then you got to choose wisely and don't overcommit yourself. And you know it instinctively. You know it because your spirit will always tell you that this is too much. You're doing too much. And you've got to really guard against that. Because sometimes you can be so aspirational, or, you know, you can be that person that every time you see a mountain, you want to climb it, right? But you really have to pump the brakes here and make certain that the end game is about how I perform. And I want to make sure I overperform rather than underperform. You got it? All right, number three. Ooh, you got to protect your peace and be guilt-free about it. And I mean that to say, listen, man, you cannot go through life feeling guilty because you said no. You got to protect your own peace, your own sanity. You're running and ripping and running and running and ripping and running, and you're wondering why you can't get things done, why you're not sleeping, why you're unhealthy. It's because you don't have time to protect yourself. Your mental health matters. Your physical health matters. And so when you let you go, then that's unfair, because now you're not, you know, investing in, you know, you as the CEO of yourself. You have to be clear that I cannot give out anything to anyone unless I take care of me. And so it's very important that as you navigate the space, that you truly, truly are taking care of you along the way, and get out of the guilt zone. You know, oh boy, what are they going to think? They're going to think that I've arrived and I don't have time for their thing, or they're going to think that I'm, you know, distant or this or that. No, you are busy and you have a lot going on, and you have to embrace that, and you have to not live with the guilt, because people will wear you down and wear you down, and then they'll come to your funeral and say, oh, you look so natural, right? No, don't let it kill you. You got to make certain that you have zero guilt. I'm at a point in my life that when I say no, I move on, have zero guilt about it. And I know if I'm going to come back to that in a year, or if I'm done with it, I have zero guilt because I'm protecting my peace in the process. Got it? All right. Here's number four. You got to teach people how to treat your time. Why is that important? Well, let me help you understand something. This is about boundaries. When you teach people how to value and appreciate your time, it's easy then. The no is implied within it, because then people don't waste it. Sometimes you let people just go and, you know, encroach upon your time as if though there's no system in place for you to be successful. And, you know, 3 and 4 hours in the middle of the day and somebody can come and hijack your day talking about something that's irrelevant. Man, this is what can cause you headaches, and you're not,
you know, being able to produce at a high level. You're not being able to be the leader you're called to be. I know that there are times in which, you know, I'll see a phone number come up on my phone and I just will say, I can't get that because I know where that conversation is going to go. So it's very, very important that as a next level leader, listen very careful. You've got to teach people, show them how to treat your time. I tell people all the time, you got to be on time or you're late. Can't show up to be with me unprepared, taking 15 minutes for a lot of small talk. What is it we're trying to accomplish here? Let's get the result and move forward. You've got to have people in your life like that, that value your time because time is money and money is time. And so when you say yes, I need people not to waste my time and make me second guess my yes because I could be doing a lot of other things. I want my yes to be full of purpose and opportunity to be a blessing. I want my yes to matter and not be in a holding pattern waiting for people to get their stuff together and I'm losing money, relationships. I'm losing a lot while they are getting themselves together. So it's very, very important that you understand that. Here's the next thing. Delegation is not weakness, it's wisdom. And I've said this before. Like, truly, man, like, delegation is a blessing. I tell people all the time, I staff to my weakness. I know the things that I'm not good at, and so I staff in those particular directions. But I also am very, very clear. A leader who knows how to delegate responsibilities is a leader who knows how to manage no's. You know, I can't do it, but my team can. I can't be there, but we'll make certain it gets done. Is it more important that you are there or that the institution you represent gets the thing done? For me, I've gotten to a point that that latter one matters more than anything else. People say, well, can you show up and do this at this program? Well, yeah, my schedule may not allow me to do that, but I'll have someone representing me and we will make a greater impact than anyone who's present. So you have to begin to reimagine. That's a good word to think about it, but really begin to reimagine what it looks like when I delegate things and know that that isn't a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of wisdom and a sign of strength. Got it? All right. Now, burnout, y'all, is not a badge of honor. I've been talking a lot about this. We talked a lot about it on Couple of Destiny, Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth, the YouTube channel. I want you to go check out because some people wear burnout like a badge of honor. I'm so worn out. Life is just lifing and I've got all this on my schedule and we walk around and glorify the grind as if there was something healthy. Let me tell you, nothing's healthy about that. You have to stop glorifying the grind and you have to get to a place in your life where you truly, honestly, and I mean this with the bottom of my heart, where you truly learn how to create boundaries, where you do not burn yourself out. I'll say it again. I taught this lesson. God calls Moses and he calls him on a bush that's on fire, but the fire does not consume it. The revelation in that is that whenever God gives us an assignment, we should have a burning for it, but it should never burn us out. If you find yourself being burned out, you're probably taking things God never ordained or asked you to do, and you're putting theological language on it and trying to convince all of us, including God, that that's what God told you to do. When you're in the will of God, in alignment with God, it'll never burn you out. You're going to purpose every single day. Only thing that burns you out are those things that are outside of the will of God for your life. So it is incredibly important, ladies and gentlemen, that you recognize that burnout is not a badge of honor. You've got to slow it down. You've got to go and take care of you. You've got to make certain in the midst of everything that you're doing that you're absolutely taking care of you. All right? Let's review what we've heard so far because before I get to number seven, I always have to review. Make sure you're locked in. Make sure you're hearing what I'm saying. So here we are. So number one, saying no doesn't mean never, right? So we're saying we are very intentional about our semantics because there are things that we're passionate about that we really can't get to right now, but we want those who are asking us to know that perhaps later on there is a possibility, but we're not just going to say yes to overload our calendar so that we don't have the quality of life and the level of productivity that we need to be successful, all right? Number two, overcommitment leads to underperformance. Show me somebody who underperforms and I'll show you somebody who's just all over the place, touching everything and not doing one thing well. How do you do one thing well? How do you surround yourself and put boundaries around yourself where you can actually put your energy toward that one thing and really win in that area? That's what I believe leadership is all about. And then you have to have that guilt-free mentality, protecting your peace. I'm not going to take on other people's emotional environment because they're disappointed because I said no, or I couldn't be there or do that. No, you have to take care of you in the midst of all of this. And then you have to teach people how to treat your time. You have to show them. Sometimes by example, I've done this before. I've had programs and I've started it 5 or 10 minutes early on purpose. And people showed up saying, am I late? Well, we like to kind of start a little bit earlier. So people begin to recognize you take time very seriously. People will only take time as serious as you take it. Got it? Here's number 5. And it's about delegation. Delegation is not weakness. It is wisdom. When I delegate and out, and really, I replicate myself. I say, I can't get to all of this, but I can train someone to go out and do it. That is the power of delegation. Then burnout, y'all, is not a badge of honor. So stop walking around telling people, I'm burnout and, you know, I felt at the end of myself. And what you're doing is looking for somebody to kind of have sympathy for you. But I need you to understand something. Whenever you're experiencing burnout, ask yourself, what am I doing that God never asked or aligned my life to do? All right. Here's number 7, ladies and gentlemen. The healthier you are, the higher you can lead. Why did I put that there? Well, because a part of you building longevity is maintaining your health so that God can trust you to lead in higher levels. I tell people this all the time, and it's so incredibly important, right? And we're dealing with this idea of saying no. What am I going to say no to? I'm going to say no to all this sugar. I'm going to say no to these sodas. I'm going to say no to this fast food. I'm going to say no to anything that is a threat to this temple being treated as if it is the temple of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to say no to anything that wants to shortcut my life, truncate my life because of unhealthy patterns. And so it is incredibly important. Every leader knows this, mentally, physically, spiritually, not in any particular order, but that you are healthy, that you are together. This is so important. And let me tell you, I want to make sure you understand it loud and clear. The healthier you are, the higher God can actually take you. Isn't that amazing? We'll talk more about this in another podcast because I really want to talk about our health as leaders. And I want to kind of help you understand why people think the way they think and do what they do. But I just believe that in this season, it's important for us to really take our health seriously so we can be entrusted with more and represent God in powerful ways. I'm grateful for you and thankful for you tuning in today. Oh man, let me tell you, I appreciate you. Make sure you let me know if this episode has been a blessing to you. I want to make sure you hit me up at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. Let me know in the comments section. Send a picture, screenshot of the podcast. And if this is your first time, make sure you follow all the things I've shared with you about joining Next Level Leader Book Club. Make sure you stay connected. We appreciate you so much. I'm thankful for you, and I hope that this episode has been a tremendous blessing to you and to yours. Man, I hope God's blessings rest upon you. And listen, make sure you get my new book, Pursuit of Purpose, Piece by Piece. I promise you, get one for you, get one for your crew. Let's get on a Zoom and do a cool book club. Wouldn't that be cool? Whoa, I want you to do it. So thank you so much. I love you all. And I pray God's richest blessings be upon you and yours. Until we meet again, be blessed. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker3.